and remember the times that he fought. 'Cause my daddy loved me, probably not. That didn't stop him wishing that he did. Didn't keep him from wanting worshiping him. Yes, as he saw him about once a year, he could still feel the way he felt, standing in tears, stretching his arms out as far as they'd go, whispering, "Dad, I want you to know I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However long it takes, I'm never giving up, no matter what. He grew to hate him for what he had done. What kind of father would do that to his son? He said, "Darling, baby, the day that he died, but the little boy cried, I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However long it takes, I'm never giving up, no matter what. I love you. He said, "Forgive me, Father," when he realized that he hadn't been loved or alone all his life. His arms were stretched out as far as they'd go, nailed to the cross for the whole world to know.
Awesome. Nicely done. Nicely done, folks. Let's see who else has been rolling in through here. I see Gary and Linda and Karen and Fred. Yeah,
Karen squared.
Kelsey's hanging out. Hello, Kelsey. Doris Aaron is hanging on here, too. Jackie's joined us with us. Barbara's joined with us. Man, all kinds of awesome. Appreciate y'all being here. So what was the next one I forgot? Oh, Time in a Bottle.
Time in a Bottle.
Oh, yeah, please do.
And Karen says, "Oh boy." I don't know what the other Karen out there in Facebook land said, but this one says, "Oh boy." Whatever you want it to be. It's probably, I'll have to look to see the day Leo has played this. That's the last time I tried to remember this song. It's Thursday.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words can make wishes come true, save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through the time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that have never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through the time with. Never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through the time with.
Song for the skeleton crew right here.
That is, yeah, that is a song. That is a song for the skeleton crew.
High effort.
Absolutely. Nicely done, guys. Nicely done. Oh, who
and
else?
For
is
any guitar players
here?
Watching, please forgive me for any sort of thing I did here.
Okay, well, I
there
can tell you
so
that
so much improper happening on my left hand.
Here's a comment for you, there, Brandon. Said that song really hits home. All right, that's awesome. Mary shared that with us, and another one says beautiful. So hey, they're loving it. You're a rock star, man. Where you're, in this case, a folk star.
Do you want my sunglasses?
Anyway.
Hey, rock star, you want my sunglasses?
Nice. Nice. So then our call to worship on this round is going to be...
Amazing Love.
Amazing
the
Love.
Bowl.
Let me I'll hang out here with you. Go for
Gee,
it.
Gee, do you want to...
I'll harmonize.
Play, I was going to say,
do you want to play
prayer part?
Play what part?
Play prayer part
on the bridge. Actually, I would. I'd be honored. That's a good idea.
Cool, so.
I will. That way you can practice that part of it.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well, Spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you.
It's Thursday night, and God's people are in the house. And Lord, I just thank you by your amazing grace that your forgiveness is real. And Lord, I know there's a lot of heavy burdens that people have been carrying. These condemnation. Things that need to be set free and lifted from them. So, Lord, I just thank you by your glorious name that your forgiveness is real. They receive that, Lord, that these burdens are flushed away, because things can only happen by the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, in the same way that everyone hearing my voice, if you've accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior, it's the same way to accept him as your healer. So, Daddy, I thank you right now. They receive and they are healed and forgiven.
Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King.
Amazing love.
Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you in all I do, to honor you.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Brandon. That was a good idea. What's that? God's in the house. Amen. 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 God is good. God is able. You guys going to do the hymn? You don't want to do the hymn tonight?
Well, let's do this one to make up for it then.
All right. Who else has rolled
in? Todd, the second hymn this Sunday is He Touched Me.
The percussionist Chip has joined. Okay. How good is that, huh? Yeah, tell us how this is. Chip, tell us how the weather is.
He's calling himself a percussionist now, so that means in a few months he's heading your way.
That's right. That's the progression. Drummer, percussionist, buy
so
a house.
So you got to come back
South
and take
Carolina.
The drummer seat again.
Yes,
we're out.
That's right. This is a rotation, isn't it? Come
he
back,
just
Chip.
Said your turn.
Are you guys going for it?
You're doing the second one?
He touched me.
So that means costume change then.
Because we're going into the special.
Yeah, we're going into special. But we're doing special.
Welcome to the Thursday nights, where everybody tries to figure out what they're
going
to sing,
ways.
Especially when I'm not here.
There you go.
Okay, so while you're still getting tuned up? You're still doing your thing. Okay, so I appreciate everybody being in prayer for what we call the Caterpillars. There'll be seven young men with us on what we call a flight. It's called Chrysalis, and that's happening. So I'm leading the music team this weekend for that, so appreciate your prayers for that. And who else has rolled in here? David, John, Kevin, Juanita, Kelsey. Kelsey says, prayers for my mom's heart. She'll need open heart surgery. Her valve isn't healed. Okay, she says her valve isn't healed. I say it isn't yet healed. We're claiming that victory tonight. Amen. So you ready for whatever you're going to do here?
I have one request before we do this song. For anybody who recognizes what this is, please don't turn us off.
Everything turn. There is a season turn, and a time to every purpose under heaven. Stone. is a season, turn, 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 and in time to every purpose under heaven.
Noticed it because you guys were focusing on the music, but I was having a party out here. I was getting my feet grooving, and somebody saw me on Facebook.
Yeah, we need to put something in his hands. He gets all distracted.
Yeah, that's. I got to be doing something with this. Yeah, so Mary says we can see you tapping your feet. Wait, yeah, did you also see me doing this on the turn part? Okay, but it's all good. Okay, a couple other requests on here, Kelsey. Yeah, I got you down here. Got your mom's heart valve. Got, we're still lifting you up for your health and this moving and the jobs and all the other stuff that's going on with the family. Absolutely. Kyle McNeely joined. Yeah, hello, Kyle. Kyle used to be pastor here a number of years back. Great to see you on here, Kyle. These are good things. What's left for you? You're going to do your hymn, and then you're going to do your country? Nice. Nice. Yes, please.
Shackled by the heavy. The load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that fills my soul.
We can't take him anywhere.
Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met my blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, shout, and while eternity rolls, He touched me. Oh, He touched me.
I got my eye on you.
And all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know.
Does the touching, but Todd's not here tonight.
And we're glad he's not here tonight because sicko. Miss you, Todd.
That's right. Todd, you better be better on Sunday so you can do that song, all right? Absolutely. Let's see, who else has rolled in through here? I'm seeing Judy and Sandy and Mike Ratliff. Okay, bring your guitar. Bring your guitar, help me. And Leyland's joined us too, nice.
You still here, Kelsey? Right. You still here?
He's still,
we got a John Denver song.
That's right. Finish this up here.
That's how that all started.
John Denver, finish this up.
I will point out real quick.
What's that?
You now know how I felt when we did You Raise Me Up. None of you would let me hold anything. Hold. They just want me to sing.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they just
yeah,
wanted
yeah, yeah.
me to sing. I don't know what to do when this isn't in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're right.
So,
actually,
if,
I know what I do. I walk around and I touch people. On that note, why don't you sing?
Sounds like an issue for court. No. Oh, I'm going to get fired. But they can't fire me. They never hired me. I just showed up one day.
Because you're free.
Hard to fire a volunteer. Almost heaven. West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River. Life was old then. Older than the trees. Younger than the mountains. Blowing like a breeze. Country road.
Awesome is that, huh?
I think it's become tradition that song gets played whenever you're not here.
But I like it. I was out here singing it with you. I actually turned on the mic on the last verse just because I love it. Oh, so Kelsey says, "Hey, this is my jam." I guess that means she liked your song. She liked that song. If I could close my eyes, I'd swear I'd hear John Denver. Yes, actually, Kelsey, we agree. We agree. Matter of fact, Brandon is knows like what 90% or more of all the John Denver songs. Is that
don't,
number?
Don't say that to make somebody a little like, oh, I gotta look this up.
Well, like Gospel Changes. I mean, that's an odd duck one, but you know you can do that one. Yeah. That's an odd, but you know it. You know it. So it's good. I'm standing in front of the computer real quick to see if I missed anything on the tablet, because I'm finding that sometimes there's stuff I see on the computer that I don't see on the tablet and I don't see on the phone, and Facebook drives me nutso here. I can't keep track of things. So thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen. Blessings and
promotion.
Please go ahead. Go ahead and do some selfless promotion.
If anybody's bored on Tuesday, between the hours of 7 and Wednesday.
Yeah, this Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday.
Between the hours of 7.
Yeah, between the hours of 7 and Wednesday.
Wait a minute.
I don't know when.
Well, but it's the evening, right?
But it's the evening.
It's the evening time. Okay.
Tap House in Hamilton.
They're
doing it.
That'd be awesome. That'd be fun, Brandon. Are you
going to
do any John Denver?
I'm not sure yet, actually.
Well, you.
The guy that's.
So you're going to have what? Three guitars?
Two
guitars and two.
We're going to do at least the lead guitarist. He just recorded a song himself. We're going to do that sort of.
Recorded one, as in.
To see how people like it.
Ah, cool. What's that?
No.
Not him. Friend. Because friends are friends forever. And the Lord's the Lord of them. Absolutely.
Not many people. One person is so.
Okay. Well, we've already got prayer requests. We've already got, we already got everything, right? We got everything we need. We got Jesus. We had an awesome band. Thank you, guys. Thank you, right. Don't need anything else is right. Oh, man, I look at this. I look at this awesome book. This awesome, awesome book. You know, there's so much good stuff in here. And sometimes God says, here's a message I want you to share. And other times he says, open the book. And I'm kind of like in no man's land right now. So I'm going with the book because he hasn't given me anything solid with that. I'm just jumping right to New Testament. It opens up here to John. It looks like it's going to be in John Denver. That's right. Yes. Yes, Brandon. It opened up to the book of John Denver. And it's zooming right in on John chapter 12, which is entitled, Jesus is Anointed at Bethany. That's good stuff. I'm trying to remember what I shared with you last week. A thought came to mind I wanted to share, and I'm thinking, did I share that last week? And matter of fact, if I can't remember what it was last week, there's a high probability you might not remember either until I get into it. What was I thinking about with that? Did I share with you, because you remember I've been reading the Book of Mysteries each morning, which is an awesome 365-day, therefore 365-page, or might be 366. He might have included leap year. I didn't look. I haven't made it through the whole book yet. But he does a great job of taking the original Hebrew traditions, the Jewish traditions, and explaining how a lot of things works. And actually, one of the things before I get into this on John chapter 12, Jesus anointing at Bethany, it reminds me, and I don't remember if it was today or yesterday that I read this, but he's talking about when during the Passover, all right, in Egypt. Remember when the final of all the curses, all the plagues in that God had brought upon the Egyptians. You remember all those things that were on there. Of all those things, you know, the last one, which was the killing of the firstborn, and God told how these people protect themselves. You know, take the blood of a lamb and put it on the side post and the top, right? So watch this now. You got your door, think of your regular door frame, all right, like we got back here. So they would do the sides and then the top. If you draw a line between all those, what's that make? It's like a triangle, right? And it's pointing up to God. So then here's where it got a little more interesting, how he pulls all this together. He said when Jesus was nailed on the cross, we had the two hands nailed and the feet nailed. Draw your lines, and of course, isn't it interesting? It's pointing down, okay? So it's going up to God, God coming down, all right, at that point. That was pretty interesting, very interesting. He had some cool scripture and scrolls that tied in with it too, but it was. I'll probably toss in a few more tidbits on that as we read through this. That's the Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn, CAHN. Neat one, really neat one. That's if you're not stocking that yet, you got it for me. I don't know if you ordered it or if you actually have any in stock or not, but I got turned onto that by a guy I met at the Southeast Indiana Emmaus, which is. And at first I thought, okay, you know, but once I actually got one, I said, oh, wow, really good. Really, really good. Teaches some great stuff. John chapter 12. So 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived. I remember what I was going to tie in with this when I saw the 6 days. I didn't share it here. I shared it at the Emmaus gathering. We have these meetings. We have team meetings, and the last team meeting was this past Saturday. And I was the only clergy there, so I did communion, and I shared a brief devotional with them. And the devotional that I'd shared with them was really fascinating because it talked about how during Passover, in preparation for Passover, a lamb was chosen, with a lamb without blemish, it was chosen and brought to the home 5 days before the actual killing of that lamb. So the lamb hung out with them for 5 days, okay? Now, here's the tie-in. So Jesus then, being the sacrificial lamb, comes into Jerusalem on what we celebrate as Palm Sunday, which is 5 days. It's the fifth day of Nisan, N-I-S-A-N, N-I-S-A-N. I might be pronouncing it wrong. But in that month, that is their month of the Passover, right? So on the fifth day, they bring the lamb in. The lamb hangs out with them for 5 days, and then on the tenth day, that's when the sacrifice is. And so Jesus, of course, came 5 days later, sacrificed on the cross. So God ties everything together. Ties everything together with that. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. So this is 6 days before the Passover. So this is before he triumphantly comes in, right? Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived. Lazarus, at this point, Jesus had already raised Lazarus, you know, from the dead. He said, here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor, and Martha served while Lazarus was among those dining at the table with him. Now, isn't this really cool? Lazarus died, right? He died. Thanks, guys. He died, and Jesus brings him back to life. And now here he is sitting with him, hanging out, having dinner with him. You got to just love this. So Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and she poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, okay, Judas being the treasurer, Judas being the one who betrays him later, as you know, he objected. He said, why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself what was put into it. All right, so, okay. Now, keep in mind, Jesus knew this all along. I mean, Jesus knew who was going to betray him, but this is just part he had to be fulfilled. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. All right, now this is before Jesus marches in triumphantly Palm Sunday, all right? This is on Passover. He said, you will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. So meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came not only because of him, but because they also wanted to see Lazarus, who he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many Jews were given over to Jesus and putting their faith into him. All right? Now you remember the Jews were really jealous. Jealous is probably the right way to say it, right? It's like, hey, somebody is threatening our authority, you know. And you know, when people's authority are threatened, they get pretty desperate. They get pretty vicious. So John chapter 12, we're at verse 12, the triumphal entry. So the next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and they took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Now, isn't this neat? Can you imagine this? I mean, we're talking about our Savior, right? And at this point, these people are just amazed that they got this guy doing awesome things that they're seeing in the physical. They're not putting it all together. So Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it. As it is written, do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See your king coming seated on a donkey's colt. Again, fulfillment of Scripture. And at first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and they had done these things to him. So again, at the time, they had no clue. But in retrospect, what happened? The Holy Spirit revealed now all these things. Hey, look, this is what this really was. This is what all this meant. Now, the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. And many people, because he had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, see, this is getting us nowhere. See how the whole world has gone after him. And they were insanely jealous. It was crazy. So Jesus predicts his death now in verse 20. He said, now there were some Greeks among those who went up to the worship at the feast. And they came to Philip, who was from Bethesda in Galilee, and with a request, they said, sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. And Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus, and Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it only remains a single seed. So Jesus at that point is declaring, hey, my mission to be fulfilled, in order for you to receive the great growth that I want to give you, Jesus being the seed, he's got to be killed, planted in the ground. He has to die and be reborn. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And the man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. For whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor me, the one who serves him. And then Jesus goes on through the rest of the chapter talking about how his heart is troubled because he knows what's coming up. Yes, ma'am. Oh, which one? The seeds? Or that was all pretty much through that. That was 24. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. So that's John 12:24. Good. Yeah, good stuff, isn't it? Good stuff. There's a lot of greatness. Just amazing. Just amazing. And I don't see any other prayer requests coming in on there. I'm probably going to jump over to the computer before we officially get into our circle and the like. But let me entertain you. Get the microphone working here so I can hand back over. Voila. We'll see what happens. Tom, I'll hand it to you, my friend. Always great to see you guys. Glad you could be here with us tonight. What's been happening, Tom? How are all the wards?
Well, the weekend was going really well until about 12:30 Sunday.
Yeah?
I was on the way back. We had some meetings in Columbus. I was up there. Good food, good fellowship, just great. About 12:45, got a call that one of my wards passed.
Yeah.
They found him unresponsive. A nurse said she went and got him, went to breakfast. He said he cussed her out like he did every day.
Okay.
And he didn't come down for lunch. So when she went up to get him, she found that he was gone.
Wow. Just of natural stuff, I presume? Or, I mean, just nothing?
They believe it was a massive heart attack.
Okay.
Now, he had all kind of other problems, but, I mean, heart wasn't one of them.
Interesting.
So... then the funeral home, got there and picked him up. I met the family the next day at the funeral home. We got a funeral set up for him. They added some money to it from what he had in his personal account, and they got everything they needed. Good funeral director.
Good.
He's a brother, Mason, and he helps me when I need it.
Excellent.
Other than that, everything is fairly quiet.
All quiet on the front. Well, the cold front comes in now, right?
Yes, it is getting kind of chilly. Oh, and you know Douglas Crawford?
I do know Doug.
His daughter is starting her 19th year on the Sheriff's Department.
I saw that he posted something on Facebook.
And I said, there's no way. She was 2 years old the last time I saw her. How did she get on the Sheriff's Department for 19 years? He said, time flies when you're having fun.
Do you know, has she always been out on patrol? I mean, out and about. She never was in dispatch, was she?
No.
Okay. The reason I ask is that back through that era, when I was doing field service for Mobilcom, I got to know the dispatchers pretty well, and I was kind of trying to remember if she was one of them, but I guess
no,
not.
She was a CO, and then she went out on the road.
Okay, nice. Nice, that's awesome.
And his son just started on the road now. He came out of the jail.
He's free.
Yeah, he's free. He's in Liberty Township.
Okay, nice. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Linda's not here. She's at her art studio. They're all gathering to look at their pieces for their auction in May. So she needed to be there with the artists that are helping her with her pieces. She has two.
Good.
And she wanted me to say hello to everyone and say prayers.
Nice.
Our friend Marvin did pass on Monday. His service is Sunday. So we will be out the door immediately because it's in Blue Ash.
Marvin is who we were we were praying with his raised. He's raised. He was Jewish.
Jewish. Yes.
He was Jewish, but I remember part of our prayer was that God be fully revealed to him. But I guess you never had at least in this world affirmation that he had fully accepted Christ or not.
No.
But you had hints.
Yeah.
You had hints that he.
Linda said that he was so good with people.
Nice.
So good.
Excellent.
And was so. He was Jesus-like.
So nice. Nice.
We are saying he is in heaven.
Amen. So. Amen.
I'm going to have a hard time.
Okay.
It's interesting that we had the first two songs today.
Really?
Because I had a wonderful day, and God was there.
Nice.
A young man came in the store. He was probably in his 30s. Is in his 30s.
Yeah.
And he was looking for a Bible, so I was talking to him. And then he started to share with me that he says, I have been a sinner for a very long time.
Wow.
And all of my relatives are. I don't have anyone who...
Who's a believer?
A believer.
Okay.
Yes. And so I talked to him. He found the Bible he wanted, and I kind of shared the message with him because he wanted a clear, definite feeling of what the Bible was telling him.
Okay.
He's new to the Bible. And His turn to Jesus started with a death in the family. And that woman had a crucifix, but it was broken in half.
Really? How interesting.
And it was laid out on the table, and no one did anything with it. And he said, why is it there? Why is it broken?
Yeah.
And they said, we can't fix it. And he says, I can mend that.
Ah.
And he did. And I said, and you were mended as well. And he said,
well, that's neat.
So then he continued to tell me his story. So we must pray for Brandon because...
That's the 30-year-old.
Yes. He wants to know more and more about Jesus. He knows that Jesus... wants him.
That's fantastic.
And I hugged him so hard. And he gave me his email address. And I asked him to promise me that you will reach out to other Christians.
Nice.
I said, you need a body of people to be with.
Absolutely.
Because everyone he knows is not. And I said, you can do it alone.
But it's
God
hard.
Will take you.
Yeah, but it's hard, yeah.
You need other people to encourage you, to help
right.
you. So I told him about Grosbeck Church.
Okay, he lives out in that area?
Yeah. And I told him about ours. And I'm even thinking about maybe inviting him to Thursday nights.
Absolutely.
Which would be more comfortable for him because there are less people.
There are less people.
Hey, and
God's here, though. God is always.
I just
in the physical. In the physical. Actually, we got a lot of watching on Facebook too right now. We got the best here, amen.
But he really is on a journey, amen. And I said, you're going to be attacked now. He says, I am all the time. I said, stand strong. God loves you, and
amen.
He will protect you.
Yes, and amen.
And I asked him to read Psalm 91. And I said, and after you're familiar with it, then you start changing the pronouns from you to me.
Nice.
And
nice. Well said.
I said, he's protecting you. And he hugged me again before he went out the door.
Nice.
I said, work on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you be here again.
So he lives up around the Grosbeck area?
He lives on Work Road. He really
oh, okay.
doesn't live anywhere near the store, but he was
yeah.
looking for a Bible.
That's fantastic.
So we're the only ones that have.
And that's interesting, too, because, you know, that generation, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't just go online and, you know, do something. He actually sought out a store, which, of course, was all part of God's plan.
Yes.
To meet you.
I talked to him about mission work, if he wants to help people. And I said, there are all kinds of missions that you can do that you will see people giving because of God.
Amen.
And that's what he wants to see. So, I mean, I won't tell you at length the next group of people that came into the store.
Happened twice?
Yes. Yes.
I need to go work there.
So
that's neat.
But it was just as spiritual.
Fantastic.
And her name was Susan and Eileen, and they are very devoted to Jesus.
Nice.
Susan has had a medical situation. She's an artist, and Eileen helps take care of her, and it was glorious.
Nice.
When they left, I called, I texted Karen, and I said, thank you for letting me work here.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Thank you, sweetheart. That is just so good. Yeah, and Kelsey types on here, God on the move. Amen. Amen, Kelsey. Actually, you know, I am not picking up when I need to over there. I want to make sure I didn't miss any other prayer requests on there. Thank you, Kelsey, for that. Yeah, God is definitely on the move. Yes and amen. All right, I don't see any other prayer requests that I missed through this. So, we should get in our circle, shouldn't we? Well, circle, triangle in this case. That's right. Yeah, well, actually, it is very appropriate that we're doing the triangle thing because that's exactly what I just talked about, wasn't it? So it's very, very appropriate. Let's get this thing spun around here where we can just lift up and be praising God. Yes and amen. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie. So, Lord, I thank you once again. It's Thursday night. How awesome that Debbie's just been touched in amazing and glorious ways, Lord. That is just so, so neat. So, so neat. Then you come here and hear a couple songs that just touch you too, just by the stories and that. So that's what God does. He speaks to us in so many amazing ways. Debbie, you have such a heart. You have such a heart for people, just the heart of Jesus. That's beautiful. That is so good. I'm happy for you. We love you. That's beautiful. Lord, there's a lot of things that need help, and we thank you that that your love, it just conquers all, as Debbie just shared. So some great stories. Just great, great stories. So thank you, Jesus, for all these things. Lord, we're coming against infirmity and garbage messing with Todd and with Misty with this knee pain. She had surgery on this knee and she's still having issues with it. So Lord, we just come against all these things messing around that don't belong. We're lifting up Brian and Coy and for all the all what we call the caterpillars, that would include Tyler, or T-Dog as we like to call him. And so Lord, I just thank you for great blessings for him and for all the caterpillars which will become butterflies through this weekend, this Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's a great neat and glorious thing. It's an honor to be part of it. So I just thank you, Lord, that the team, the caterpillars, everyone has kept focused, kept fresh, kept energized, healthy, and focused. For our God is good, and our God is able. Lord, Lord, I'm thanking you for what you've seen so far with Carol Kennel. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she's seen victories, and that's good. So just stack them up, Lord. Just keep that come stacking up. Daddy, we thank you for the blessings that you're bringing upon Kelsey and her family. And we come against this Lyme disease and just all these other infirmities that have just been messing with her. And we're thanking you, Lord, for a brand new heart valve for her mom, as the doctor is just stand amazed at your power and glory. So we call upon the glorious power of God, that healing touch of God, for a brand new heart valve and for Lyme to be flushed and just the finances and direction and just peace and glory, Lord, all through that family. Lord, I thank you for those, all those that Tom touches in so many different ways. And I thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you give him and for peace for the family, that, for this ward that had passed, and,
But how you bring all the other stuff together, Lord, it's just a blessing to see how you take these situations and show your light. Show your light. Just make these blessings sign. Lord, we're lifting up Marvin, knowing that we will see him again, see him with you in paradise. And thanking you, Lord, that for your grace and for your mercy. And it's just so good. So good. And for Brandon, the 30-year-old that was just a privilege. A privilege and a joy. Privilege and a joy for Debbie. And thank you, Lord, that you gave her the personality, you gave her the words, you just had her prepped. You had her prepped for that, Lord. That's just beautiful. Beautiful indeed. Lord, I'm lifting up Rebecca. She's been dealing with what she calls an overwhelming spirit, just a heaviness that just needs to stop. So we thank you, Lord, as we just speak the life and the strength and the joy, just the joy of Jesus into her. Great joy, great power, great freedom. And for Susan and Eileen, Susan, Lord, you touch whatever this medical issue is that she's dealing with, Lord, and just keep giving Eileen your peace and your glory in that to just bless. Bless, bless, bless. And yeah, your advice for Brandon, especially that Psalm 91, replace those pronouns. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful way. It's a beautiful way to do things because God is good. Thanks, Lord, for the fun Linda's having and the blessings that she's having and giving because our God is good. Our God is able. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Anything else? Let's see the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Come here, young lady. This young lady here is, you've heard her sharing her stories. You've saw the power of God just been all over her right now. And with her brother Tom back
that's
here too.
Right.
But I'm just pointing you out right now because you've just really been feeling the love today. And that's an awesome thing. We love
that's
you, Debbie.
Right.
So remember, you guys, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. You're going to do Linda's part?
I will do Linda's part.
You do Linda's part.
And what do the people say?
What do the people say? Amen. Amen. Amen is right. Hope to see you next Thursday, or you can see on our church channel here on Sunday. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus was done. He's done it all for you. We'll see you next week.